This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
My draw. Got it. Just drilled him with a fastball. They got away from him.
My draw thrown and throw down. And a sidearm throw behind the plate by Bailey gets him.
He is out in second.
You sure about that? You sure about that?
Chicago is challenging now. Call it second base.
Looks like he still could be out. Maybe Venable's just trusting his guy, saying, no, I'm safe. We'll see if he dodges him here. But maybe the – oh, he did.
Cha-cha, real smooth.
Wow.
His right leg was the first leg.
Turn it out.
His foot stuck into the ground. He was short of the bag, and then he just popped up.
To the left.
Missed him completely.
Take it back now, y'all.
After review, the call on the field is overturned. The runner is safe. Chicago will retain the challenge.
No way!
He never tagged him.
He stopped short of the bag to avoid the tag. What a slide.
I don't believe what I just saw.
Ooh, put on the brakes. Chase, nice job.
What a slide.
You do something like that, that's just baseball instinct.
Yeah, great play. You know, he's got those instincts, you know, on what we know is a tough catcher to run on. You know, throw beats him, still able to make a play there. It was awesome to see.
What a fantastic turn of events. If you love the Chicago White Sox, and I'm falling in love by the breath.
It's like we're watching a movie starring
Chase Mydroff.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into the Spiegel and Holmes show. Full show today. We got you until 6 o'clock. The newest full-time member of the show, Alex Kuhn, who takes over as executive producer today, is here. Tanny has been waiting for a White Sox open and put together for forever, and now he's got one. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello! When Tanny texted this morning, something like, you know, if PCA did that slide that Mydroff did, we'd be talking about it for a week and a half. I didn't realize he was working out that very healthy axe. He was grinding that axe on the open right there.
Well, I said it would lead the 2 and the 5 if he did that, if PCA did what Mydroff did yesterday. And I got to thinking, I was like, we could actually do that if we want. We could lead the 2 with it. I'm not saying we're going to lead with it, but we did.
Well, we did. I mean, you helped make that choice. It was a pretty amazing slide by Charles.
No way!
It was an excellent slide.
Oh, he was amazed.
And the idea of just like pulling up short.
Yeah. He stopped short.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Watch this. Boop. And then same foot getting to the bag.
Sure. It's kind of like when Javi reinvented sliding and tagging a few years ago.
And then
it has that vibe.
And then Trey Turner.
Yeah. Trey did it very well, but yeah. Javi was the inventor.
Well, who could? Who could do it like Javi? I mean, come on.
Nobody tagged like that.
No one even slid before he started doing that. It was pretty crazy.
American League All-Star Javi Baez, I think.
Salty Tanny is the best tanny.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I used to get it down to the shore. Me and my family used to go down to the beach, get some salty tanny, all different flavors.
I like that he has basically summoned the memory there of Farmio. This is exactly the type of thing Farmio would be saying. It's like, oh, one of ours does it.
Oh, yeah.
No one cares. Hey, one of theirs does it. There's a parade.
On the South Side baseball people come by the prodigious chip on their shoulder, you know, honestly. They do come by it honestly. They are bred with it, and if you work in the organization, you are taught it from the very top all the way down to the bottom.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
I was at that ballpark and had a great time. Alex, the newest executive producer, the newest full-time member of the crew, congrats, was there on Friday night to see Flo Rida, and he also saw a ball game. So we'll check in on all of that along the way.
Yeah, we're going to spend some time on that in the 3 o'clock hour. In fact, if you're a White Sox fan, you will want to be listening starting at 3. Well, I mean now, but also at 3 o'clock. Aaron Rowan is going to join us. We will talk with Roe about a lot of stuff as we creep up onto the anniversary of the White Sox winning the World Series. Then Spiegs was at the ballpark. Alex was at the ballpark. We're going to talk to them about their experiences. We are also going to talk with Doug Glanville, wrote a beautiful piece on Rhino that we need to talk to him about, along with talking about the Cubs. And then the Hawks had a really interesting draft. And by the way, we have declared we are now the hockey show because
somebody's got to.
We predicted the first three picks.
We nailed it. I brought up Michael Misa because I thought that the Swedish kid was going to go number two. And you're like, I don't know, man. I remember that. You sounded like that.
Yes.
Misa might go number two, and the Swedish kid could fall to the Blackhawks.
And that's exactly what happened.
Frondell. Let's go. And we both came in here with Mason West thoughts.
Yeah.
You wrote yours down.
The idea of a guy having to choose between football and hockey.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
And I like that Kyle Davidson had some stones to trade back into the first round and get himself a third first rounder. There it is. See? We've proven our hockey bona fides.
That's right. This right here is the hockey show. And we will proclaim it at 5:25 when Darren Pang is on it. But let's start with the Cubs. This weekend, they've just kind of been treading water, Speaks, for the whole month of June.
What we've seen is that they can be shut down by real good pitchers. So they finished June, Lawrence, at 500. And it feels tighter than that because the Brewers went 17-8. And the Reds have gone 16-10. And what's happening is that the division has made it clear, even with the Cardinals, who you split with, you're going to have to go out and win this thing. You can't just show up and with your off-season changes, go ahead and win this thing. You're going to have to go and get some more. So that's why the trade talk is dominating, because they have to do some of those things.
Their bench needs to be bolstered.
You can't have wasted roster spots. Vidal Brujan is a wasted roster spot. Good teams don't have that.
I mean, I feel like there is more value to Justin Turner than statistically, but I'm kind of in the place of, if you can find an upgrade, you probably should.
I think so. I mean, there's maybe not just yet, but you're paying really close attention and you're going to need it, because against Framber Valdez, they trotted out the same lineup in terms of Turner in there playing first base and hitting in that lineup, in terms of Dansby up there at four, Michael Busch on the bench, like all of those things. And Framber Valdez is really good, and he shut them down. How about these numbers from these six pitchers, okay? Mackenzie Gore, Jack Flaherty, Zach Wheeler, Jesus Luzardo, Paul Skeens, and Framber Valdez all over the last month, okay? All six of those guys are in the top 20 in strikeouts in MLB, okay? And against the six of them combined, 36 innings pitched, two runs. You scored two runs against those guys. and struck out 44 times. Now, within this month, they did hit Freddy Peralta around a little bit. He gave up 3 runs. You know, they got shut down by Matthew Liberatore, so I could have expanded the group a little bit. But those 6 guys are the ones in the top 20 of strikeouts that they had a chance to see, and they got absolutely shut down. Good pitchers can shut down really good lineups, which is why you need more. You need a bench that matters. So when you do get the middle of the bullpen, you can take advantage with a quick change over to a better matchup. You can take advantage in those spots. And you need to get at least one more starting pitcher who can hold the opposition to 1 run or 2 so you can survive in games against good pitchers. This month has given you a window into what they need and what you have to go get.
It's strange, too, because it's like Tyone wasn't bad yesterday, but it's like it's not enough. And you feel bad because, like, that's the type of game that this offense you would hope would be able to rally and figure out a way to win once you get Valdez out of the game. You're like, okay, you can take your breath. And they were talking about this last night with Detroit and Minnesota where Scooble leaves the game.
Yeah.
And it's like,
whew, here we go.
Now we have an opportunity to make something happen. And then the Twins, the weird-ass Minnesota Twins, they did not.
And neither do the Cubs against Brian Abreu, who's a very good setup man, and then Josh Hader has just been dominating people.
Can I just throw a little bit of Scooble in here? Because these numbers are ridiculous.
From his game last night?
Speaks. His last pitch that he threw was his 13th strikeout. It clocked in at 100 miles per hour. 7 consecutive strikeouts for him inside the game. For his last 10 starts, he has 128 strikeouts and 9 walks. Is that good?
Wow.
I feel like that's good.
That's amazing.
And this is the thing that the crew last night was stuck on, and Sarah Langs, she tweeted it out a little bit later on. Scooble, 45.2% of his pitches were either called strikes or whiffs.
Man.
And that is...
That's a crazy high percentage. That strike percentage is crazy high.
His whiff swing percentage, I think, for the year is like 35%. So for it to jump up to 45.2,
yeah,
in the game against the Twins, they had no idea what they were doing.
That's amazing. That's really good stuff. It makes me think of when we had Nico Horner on, and he'll be on Tuesday tomorrow, as he always is.
Nico Homer.
That's right. Before the Detroit series, because we were able to tell him that, oh, by the way, A.J. Hinch is holding Scooble off on Thursday so he can pitch against the Cubs on Friday. And I called him the best pitcher in baseball at the time, and Nico's like, I'm not so sure. Is he? I think he is. I think Scooble is right now.
I don't think there's anyone better. You might put someone else on the same tier, but there is no one above him.
I mean, the numbers are better than Skeens, and he's going deeper. Max Fried has been great. The American League Cy Young race is going to be really good. Garrett Crochet is having a monstrous season in Boston, but Scooble's coming off of a Cy Young, and he got better. So it's crazy. Yeah, I mean, props to our Bruce Levine, by the way. Who was it a week ago today? He told the morning show that the Cubs were within a week to 10 days of making a deal. He was on the Mitch Keller stuff, which is now everywhere. He was on it first. Nightingale tweeted today that the Cubs have been in serious conversations with the Pirates for a week. That timing checks out perfectly.
That's good.
So I don't know how I feel about Mitch Keller. We can talk about it at some point along the way, and certainly we'll have time tomorrow if they don't make this deal today. But that is the what did he call him? A young veteran starting pitcher. I think that's got to be who Bruce was talking about, and he was 100% on top of it.
To close the circle on Scooble, just because people were like, wait, what? What's his strikeout to walk? Over the last 10, it's 128-9. For the season, it's 138-14.
Oh, my God.
He's walked 14 batters.
That's outrageous.
Like, what?
That's Medduxian is what that is.
Yes,
but
it is.
But with the strikeouts and the velocity all the way through to the end of the game. It's interesting.
He's already a 4-WAR player on Baseball Reference. Let me see what he is on FanGraphs.
It's crazy. Remember the days when Justin Verlander could hit 98, 99 at the end of a game? Not anymore. There he was out there. The the ghost of Justin Verlander out there pitching against the White Sox yesterday. Pitched pretty well, though.
Look at that, trying to minimize the White Sox victory. Look at that.
No.
WCUB.
I had a good time
full
there.
Full effect.
Everything was fine. It was just like, hey, kids, that's Verlander right there.
Scooble's a 4-3 Fangraphs war.
Yeah, already starting pitcher.
He's really good. Oh, that was so fun last night.
Mm-hmm.
Just watching a guy go out there and dominate. And that's what we need to see. The Cubs, they got it. I'd love to see them in a position where, and Shota's been pretty dominant when he's pitched too. It's just different. It looks different than that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it does look different because he's not
a power pitcher.
He's not a power swing and miss guy. Shota, because of the shape of his fastball and the release point and the deception, doesn't have to throw it quite that hard, and he gets a lot done. Shota's proven it. But man, Mitch Keller do it for you, Lawrence?
No, it's not the only move that they need to make. I would be okay with that being their move.
There's three more years at manageable veteran money on Mitch Keller's contract.
He's had 100 innings so far this year.
And he's pitched a lot, and he's got a lot of losses, but he's pitched a lot better than the win-loss record.
2-1 Fangraphs war on him.
He's never been a whiff guy, really, like a big-time swing and miss guy.
I'm just kind of looking statistically at him.
Yeah.
This could end up being his best year.
In terms of war.
His highest war was 2 years ago when he was a 3-3. He's already a 2-1 now.
He's a very solid pitcher. He's got a lot of Tyone in him for me when I think about it. A little bit better.
Because of the Pirates?
Yeah, making solid veteran money, but locked up for a while and shows up and pitches for you. And he's been pretty good this year, but he's not. Is he a game one starter in the playoffs?
No.
Is he game two starter?
Shota would start game one,
though. Is he game two starter in the playoffs?
With this roster? Probably.
Over Matthew Boyd? I mean, it depends if you want to go lefty, righty, lefty. Is he a game three starter? I guess so.
He's definitely a game three starter.
Yeah, but I mean, I wanted to aim higher. And I think that Alcantara could still become that between now and the playoffs. 18 months ago, Sandy Alcantara was the best pitcher in baseball. So that's on the table as far as ceiling goes. Even though he got roughed up Saturday, gave up a bunch of runs, I'd rather bet on the possible ceiling of Alcantara by playoff time than I would on Mitch Keller's very sensible floor.
Like the young lady in the old El Paso commercial. Why not both? Because if you're trying to win, you're going to need someone that is going to come in and do what you need to get you through the season. And then you can figure out who's pitching the best to figure out your starts in the postseason. There's no reason why the Cubs shouldn't be looking for more than one starter.
Okay, well, maybe not both of them because they both have contracts that extend multiple years into the future. But maybe a rental, you know, maybe a cheap rental who's got a little bit left and one of those guys. And you could see, you can go Southside shopping and go get Adrian Hauser from the White Sox if you want.
See, Tanny, there it is again. Just using the White Sox for parts.
We're just a farm system for the Cubs. You know what I mean? That's all we are.
Well, you want Mike Tauchman back too? He'd actually be an upgrade.
Can't have him. Actually, I would love for Mike Tauchman to be able to be in the playoffs.
Mike Tauchman would be a really nice upgrade to the Cubs bench.
Yeah, somebody else brought that up to me yesterday. You think so? Use another outfielder like that?
Yes.
Let Shota stay a DH?
Not Shota. Shota's a pitcher.
Yeah, Seiya, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah. There's nothing else similar about them. There's no reason that I could have done that, for the record.
But yes, I think Tauchman would upgrade.
Nothing comes to mind.
Their bench.
No similarities whatsoever. Keep that low, Alex, all right?
Learn. I don't know if Seiya sings as well. Shota sings and performs.
Does Seiya want to sing A Whole New World from Aladdin?
Alex, get ready to do a lot of scrubbing. You're doing a lot of scrubbing from these podcasts, okay?
Dump them.
Delete.
Congratulations. Welcome.
Dump them.
Ready to scrub some stuff. And maybe take the hit every once in a while. You know, you got to wear that. I can't believe Alex said that. Right down
on his first day. It's crazy.
It's really wild.
My Spiegs impersonation is outstanding.
It's on point. Zawoski had a good one. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's your time.
By you. When we come back, did something break PCA? Let's discuss next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Craig Counsell.
When I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learned that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
Could you expound on that?
No, I think that says it all.
Okay, good.
I'm going to go the anti-talk radio stance here.
Afternoons on the Score.
Come on, please, Bob, please. Bob. Give me. I need. Give me.
Okay,
please.
All right.
We've got giveaways for people. I saw this. Mitch sent me a text and said, you know, come by. And not bad. So I was like, okay, great. I haven't been fired. And he said, we've got these cool new Cubs radio broadcast Bluetooth speakers to give away for the 100th anniversary of Cubs broadcast. So I was like, that looks kind of dope. Listen for your chance to win a Bluetooth speaker in honor of the 100th anniversary of the Cubs radio broadcast. The first 10,000 fans, subject to availability, on July 3rd will receive a Bluetooth speaker when the Cubs take on Cleveland. Catch the game live on the free Odyssey app or tune in to 670 The Score. When you hear this,
Chicago Cubs radio broadcasters Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, Zach Zaidman, and Paul Zarin.
Chicago, give it up to the best crew in the business and the best humans. You look beautiful.
So when you hear that, you should be the sixth caller to 312-540-0670.
Yeah, man.
But wait, there's more. We're also giving away one pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler, the You're My Best Friend tour, October 20th at the United Center. When you hear this...
If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
Oh, that was the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life. Let's go!
Yeah, that's the best right there. I've shared that with the Rubster at a time when he needed it, long ago. He's well beyond that. Thank you for your concern.
You're just bust-tossing everybody today, huh?
Well, I mean, kids do it. Boop, boop, boop. I'll back it up.
So,
not
we're,
anymore.
We're giving...
Stop the buses!
Stop them. Jeez. Stop the buses. Do we have a Pete Crow Armstrong problem, Speaks?
You think there's a problem?
I don't. I think that he's a young player that wants to do so well that I am a little concerned about what happened in St. Louis and whether this is a cascade effect or if this is just, okay, now the league has figured some stuff out and it's going to be incumbent upon you to adjust. Let me throw some numbers your way.
Okay.
I love to look at the last 30 games. The slug is still there. He's still slugging .465 over the last 30 games, and that's important. But it's not the only part of the story. In the last 30 games, Pete Crow Armstrong slash .219, .268, .465.
in the last 15. 218, 267, 455. So we're good there. In the last week of baseball, 185, 207, 296.
Interesting. Well, let's look at, let's talk about the play in question that you're thinking about, right? Or do you think it predates forgetting how many outs
no,
there are?
No, Because maybe
that play is a symptom of him starting to think about his offense and how he's wondering if the league is caught up to him. Or do you think that play is a part of the cascade?
I think the play, and I'm playing dime store psychologist. I think that play sent him down a bad road because the at bat after that was
the bunt.
I'll do something spectacular, I'll bunt. Instead of swinging, and granted, it was against the lefty, and that's not one of his strengths right now as a hitter.
That was actually the second at-bat after that play. He came up in the next inning and lined out, and then the second at-bat is the one you're talking about where he tried to do too much and bunted against the lefty Steven Matz.
He tried to do too much and somehow not enough in that at-bat with runners in scoring position.
And then there was also against another lefty, Jojo Romero. So actually maybe that's the play. So that was three at-bats after. I've got Pete since that play at 3-for-23. 3-for-23 since he forgot how many outs there were out there in center field, and we've seen some defense. But now you got me thinking, because it's certainly at least partially the first thing you referenced, where the league has figured out this dude chases, and he swings at the first pitch
He's aggressive all the time.
He will go up there looking to ambush you a lot. And Valdez yesterday knew that Pete had been thinking about that because the league was going after him that way. So he instead threw him a first pitch fastball right down the middle.
And then you're sitting there going,
I took that one.
Yeah.
And then the next one was high and he swung at it and he couldn't stop himself from swinging at it. So now they're kind of toying with you because they know that you know that they have figured you out.
Right. So now you're doing more thinking in the box than maybe you want to.
You bet, because he's a guy who goes up there, sees the ball, gets aggressive, feels good, feels confident, and see ball, hit ball. So I think you're on to something. I don't know that the play is the beginning of the cascade, but it sure as hell didn't help. And that would be human for it to have that kind of effect.
I'm not trying to cast aspersions. This is still a young, developing player. And we do need to look at him through that lens, even though he is one of the favorites to be MVP in the National League. This is still a guy who is getting close, because we're at the halfway point now, to putting 162. Actually, I should probably look up his last 162 and what he's been. But we saw the offensive outburst in the second half of the season, and it's carried over to a degree in this season. But remember, we were having the conversation at the beginning of this season.
You bet, because
what is he as an offensive player?
Yeah, he looked really lost as an offensive player. And just the other day, maybe it was yesterday or it might have been Friday, Jim Deshaies was saying, I'd really like to see him bunt here. Like, it should be a part of the arsenal when you're struggling and when a defense is giving it to you and an inning could use you on the bases. By now, it should be a part of your arsenal, which was always kind of my point. But it's not, because he's not good at it. And that is my main issue, is that I wish he was good at it, because it should be something you can go to just to get yourself on base. Then you steal a run or two, you start feeling good about yourself, and you help the ball club.
I will literally and figuratively move closer to your point of view on this. And the reason why, Spiegs, is because he's such a chaos agent when he gets on base.
Yes.
That, and I think that he needs that. Just like some guys need to get hit in football.
Oh, Justin Fields needed to get outside and run and get hit so we could start to feel it sometimes.
So I think Pete needs to be in it. Like, he needs to be in the game
Man.
Be like, I'm on base, I'm causing problems.
You bet.
I am a chaos agent, and they don't know what to do with me. And that helps to build
his
confidence.
He reminds me of Chase Meidroth on the bases a little bit.
Slides like him.
I mean, a little bit.
If he's lucky.
Someday he might have a play that leads the 2 and the 5. You know what I mean? I loved that conversation up top. I love the idea that Javi Baez was the first guy ever to slide.
Go back and watch the entirety of Ken Burns' baseball and try to see if you see anyone sliding. Never happened until Javi did. Or no one ever tagged anyone.
No one ever tagged either.
Well, I mean, those guys were coming in spikes high, though. They were trying to kick you in the throat.
They took their bat with them. And yeah.
Well, Ty Baez. Yeah. You know? Well, here's the thing about Javi and the sliding and the tagging. It dovetailed with the advent of replay. So we got to watch them
all. How cool it was.
We got to see how cool it was and see the breakdown.
This is like Bob Feller talking about Willie Mays' catch. It wasn't the best catch I ever saw. It just happened to be on television.
That's like the Tim Kirch and Bob Feller story. Did you share that? Somebody shared that with me. I forget. Oh, my God. Bob Feller, such a jackass.
All right. Well, we don't have time to talk about that because we're going to talk to one of the good guys. Aaron Rowan is going to join us. Let's talk about 2005 and remember – he was celebrating 2005, and then they were like, we're trading you to Philadelphia. We'll talk with Roe next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.